on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Brentwood and Fenneriki, keeping it real.
To a special edition of Resurrection with me, Paul Golder, Phoenix FM's weekly look at the best of indie and alternative music, old and new. I usually play loads and loads of new music on every show, so I've decided to do a chronological countdown, starting with 2019, going back to 1989, picking one record from each year. Not necessarily my favourite record, in most cases it's not, but it's one that I just wanted to play on the radio. So a whole load of great music coming up from bands that have meant a lot to me, or singles that have meant a lot to me over the last 31 years. Wow, getting a bit too old for this. Now this does sound like an easy way to make up a radio show, and you'd be right. You know what it's like when you've got thousands of records to choose from? Always good to narrow it down a little bit for each one. All the same, hope you enjoy the music that I'm choosing on tonight's show. Started off with Piroshka, a band fronted by Mickey Bereny from Lush. Released their debut album Brickbat in February 2019 on Bella Union. And that was the lead single from it, Everlastingly Yours. Back to 2018. From Art Brute's first album in 7 years, Wham Bang Pow, Let's Rock Out. Released on Alco Pop Records. I hope you're very happy together. From their album Killer Brainwaves from 2016, band from Southend. And before that, Ride and Charmersault. They released their first album in 21 years in 2017. The album was Weather Diaries, and I was lucky enough to interview Mark Gardner that year at Latitude. What a lovely guy. Now, a band that took us by surprise in 2015 with their first new material for several years were Blur. And they doubly took us by surprise by making a really good album as well, The Magic Whip, absolutely reinvigorated by the return of Graham Coxon and Stephen Street, responsible for so many fantastic albums as a producer. This was the lead single. Still remember listening to this for the first time. I was holed up in a hotel room in Bedford in Pennsylvania doing a coast-to-coast trip on my own across the US. As you do, played this quite a few times in the car that day. This is Go Out.
I get into my bed, do it to myself, to the local, to the local, to the local. There's nothing to get up about, 'cause we do it all the time. The shepherd that's undone, she's done it all again. I get ready to go, but we go get a car. We go into the local. He going to the
too many Western men. Top part left undone. Imperious design. The purpose of luxury. A greedy go-getter in the sky bar. She on her own. She get ready to go. She does it with herself. She does it with herself.
Little bunny, 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 little b lot better than we do. See how they wheel and bank and fly? Perfect. And all in one. Wings, body, tail, all in one. Someday, I'm going to build a plane that can be just like a bird.
FM and Resurrection back to 2013 from their debut album Inform, Educate, Entertain. That was Public Service Broadcasting and Spitfire. Before that, from 2014, from their self-titled debut album Honey Blood and Choker. A band who've been kicking around since the late 80s are the Frank and Walters, but they never really went away. They've been continuing to make some fantastic indie songs ever since the 90s, when they had a little bit of recognition, after all putting them on Top of the Pops back in 1993. In 2012, they released their sixth album, Greenwich Mean Time. Never found out why they called it that. But from it, one of my favourite songs of the last decade. This is Indie Love Song.
Been. You and I waiting for the start. there's another thrill, another friend who can pay just a little bit more.
Makes three.
Resurrection, wandering slowly backwards through the last 31 years of Indian alternative music. Some bands you will have heard of, some you might not have done. There's a band who were live in our studio on our third birthday, I think it was. Yes, it would have been at Phoenix FM. We went full-time in 2007, and that was from 2010, and their album In Debt. The band are Johnny Cola and the A-Grades. That track was one that they played live in the studio, Marlborough Roads. Before that, The Young Knives and Human Again, from their 2011 album Ornaments from the Silver Arcade, which I absolutely adore. It's one of my top 10 albums of all time. The band absolutely hate it. I think management and record label made them make a record that they didn't want to make, which was a shame because I thought it was brilliant. And I don't think I'm the only person as well. They are still making music. They've got a new album out, Barbarians. And during the coronavirus lockdown, they were doing some absolutely brilliant live sets every Saturday at 8 o'clock. Not just sitting in front of a webcam with a guitar, really putting a lot of effort into it. Definitely worth checking out. Back to 2009 now, from their album My Maudlin Career. This is the wonderful Camera Obscura and French Navy.
Spent a week in a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor maid.
Before the animal noises, closer get cameras.
XFM and Resurrection, wandering my way slowly through the last 31 years of indie and alternative music. Radiohead and Jigsaw falling into place from 2007 from their In Rainbows album, famous as being the first major pay what you want download. You could literally go online on their website and put in 0.00 and get a copy of that album. I remember paying £4 for it. I decided that £4 was probably a fair amount because it was all going to the band. They didn't have to pay for manufacturing CDs and all the rest of it. A lot of CDs on special offer at £7.99 and that kind of thing. And I thought, yeah, £4, that's probably okay. When the physical CD came out later, I bought that too. So that'll teach me, won't it? Amanda Palmer before that, and the wonderful Leeds United. Never really been massively into her stuff or Dresden Dolls. It's okay. I saw her live really good at the V Festival in the early 2000s. But that song I absolutely love. Couldn't care much for Leeds United either. Just goes to show sometimes you don't like the ingredients of the soup, but the soup tastes great. Let me play some Metric now. Back to 2006, the year I interviewed Emily Haynes at the Reading Festival. I'm never going to forget sitting opposite her while she was swigging champagne out of a bottle just before the interview. Nice to see people enjoy what they do, isn't it? This is Poster of a Girl.
Can't stand by myself.
Take one.